While a classical concerto most commonly features one soloist, Béla Bartók's Concerto for Orchestra highlights many sections of the orchestra. As WRTI Susan Lewis reports, it's become one of Bartók's most popular works.
Bartók's Concerto for Orchestra is not the only one of its kind, but Philadelphia Orchestra music director Yannick Nézet-Séguin says it's the best known of the form, which showcases players and sections of the orchestra. Bartók's second movement highlights couples, including bassoons, trumpets, flutes, and more.
And it's different formally than a symphony because it's all about material, which is destined really from the start to feature a certain virtuosity of the musicians.
Born in Hungary in 1881, Bartók was a pianist, composer, and ethnomusicologist. In 1940, as the Nazis gained power and influence, he moved to America, where his compositions were not immediately embraced.
This is one of the final pieces he completed, and he definitely put a lot of himself in it. And I can hear just as much the folklore of his native Hungary and also his wish to become a real international composer.
The Concerto for Orchestra, a commission from the Boston Symphony Orchestra, premiered on December 1, 1944, to great acclaim. Its success inspired Bartók to complete three more major works, despite failing health. He died in September the following year.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.